Hello, everybody. Monday, April 5th, 2021. Welcome to another week with CrossFit Lynchpin. If you're a veteran of the program, you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you're new, you should pause this video and watch the other video that we have attached to today's training. It's entitled, New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. So, if you've watched it, great. If not, pause this, go check that out, and then go ahead and circle back, because everything that I'm about to discuss with you won't really make sense unless you watch that other video. So to maximize your experience, it's relatively necessary. So there you go. Okay, you actually did it, right? Okay, here we go. The day's training. We got a good one today with a lot of interference. We've got Christine, which is a named CrossFit benchmark workout involving your friend and mine, deadlifts and box jumps, just that evil, beautiful combination, but then with even yet another movement that is going to up the interference, rowing. So Christine is 3 rounds for time of a 500-meter row, 12 deadlifts, and then 21 box jumps. Here's the cool thing about Christine. The 12 deadlifts per round, it's at body weight. That's the prescription. So whatever you weigh, that should be the weight on the barbell. So it's cool that everyone kind of gets to play on an equal playing field, so to speak. The box jumps are 24 inches for men, 20 inches for women. The last time we did this was November 11th, 2019. If you want to go back and check your data on Beyond the Whiteboard from that. We also have it as a two-person team version where partner A does a 500-meter row, 12 deads, 21 box jumps, then partner B does that. That's considered one round, and you do 3 rounds. So since you get to work while your partner rests on the two-person team version, you can really push the pace on the row more than you would if you had to do 3 continuous rounds back-to-back and almost make it more of an interval-style workout with a 1-to-1 work-rest ratio. And that's going to deliver the goods for sure. I had something in my head and it just poof went away. What was it? So once a week we try to put in a partner workout because fitness with friends is fun. The Christine workout as is, like I said, everything's compounding, everything interferes. The rower's going to make the deadlifts harder, the deadlifts make the box jumps harder, and then you're right back onto the rower. Pacing for this, you could row yourself silly in the first round at such an aggressive pace that you crash and burn for the next 2 rounds. So you want to row at a pace that is appropriately challenging but yet sustainable given the totality of the workout, that there's 3 rounds, that there's the deadlifts, and that there's the box jump. So modulating that pace is going to be really critical to putting up a wonderful time with Christine. Nothing certainly needs to be unbroken. You don't need to do the deads unbroken. And depending upon how hard you row, 12 deadlifts, which might seem very reasonable at body weight, could suddenly be broken up a lot if you went too hard on the rower. So the rower is a big deal. For the box jumps, shooter's choice. You want to jump up and jump down, kind of rebounding, great. You certainly don't need to do that. You can jump up and step down every single time, which is personally what I like to do. Other equipment conversions. Maybe you can't row, don't have access to a rower. You can replace each 500 meters of rowing with 400 meters of running. Ooh, I didn't say of running. With 400 meters of running. Every now and then I catch these typos. They drive me crazy. 400 meters of running, 1,200 meters on the Rogue Echo Bike, Assault Bike, or Schwinn Aerodyne, 500 meters on the Concept 2 Ski Erg, 1,000 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg, or you could do 90 seconds of single unders or jumping jacks. If using an air runner, reduce the distance if you're running by 25%. Okay, we've got videos showing the rowing and showing some deadlift technique. Whew. Super fitness robot times for this. This is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. For men, super fitness robot, 10 minutes, 32 seconds or less. Women, 12 minutes and 7 seconds or less. More likely times, men 12 minutes and 38 seconds, women 14 minutes and 15 seconds. Scaled option, still 3 rounds for time. We're keeping the 500 meter row. It's still 12 deadlifts. But instead of body weight, I put 60% of your body weight. So we're even reducing the load even more to make that deadlift more approachable, if that's what was kind of the sticky point for you. And then sticking with 21 box jumps, we reduce the height, now 20 inches for men, 12 for women, and then we put box jumps or step ups. So if you're not comfortable jumping up, you can by all means step up and step down. And then of course there's a partner version made in that same mold. Limited equipment option. They don't have a rower, they don't have a box. The blessed tuck jumps. 3 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 12 left leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, then 12 right leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, 15 tuck jumps. That's one round. You're going to do 3 rounds of that. The single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts are done with a 50-pounder for men and a 35-pound dumbbell for women. And of course, there's a 2-person team version. And we've got a video showing the single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. No equipment workout for today. 3 rounds for time of a 400-meter run, 40 glute bridges with a 1-second pause at the top, and 15 tuck jumps. The tuck jumps are nasty. The tuck jumps are nasty enough to motivate you to somehow buy a box or find something to jump on. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. There's 2 different components, and each one is an either or. So there's a little bit of, you know, you get to choose. The first either or is either glute ham raises, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, or single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Both of those have a video, so do one or the other. Of course, we're assuming you didn't do the limited equipment crew, because you don't need to do more single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. The other either or is for some midline. Either V-ups, accumulate 30 to 60 reps, and there's a video, or sandbag or D-ball, you know, bear hug static hold, accumulate 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the load. Either one of those will get it done. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have a few stretches. The glute stretch should feel good after the deadlifts, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. Foam roller for the back and lats. Of course, you can do darn near your whole body. And lastly, calves and foam rolling. And each one of those stretches has a video. We end the day with the sentence that appears at the bottom of all the training. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. That's it. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.